Assalamu alaikum guys. So today I'd like to talk about the importance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and realizing that eventually we would all go back to Him. Believe me, I know that what is going on with our lives, whether it's school or work, etc., you know, we often forget that this life is only temporary. Nobody knows when we'll return, and as such we should obey Him and Him alone. So I thought I'd tell a little short story that I think is brilliant. Maybe we all had the same perspective as the woman in the story. Maybe, just maybe, we might appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more. So the story goes, Muhammad bin Ka'b relates that there was a great alim and abid in Banu Israel. He loved his wife very, very much. Coincidentally, she passed away. This person was so grieved by this that he locked his door and abstained from meeting and conversing with people. So a woman from Bin Israel heard about this, and so she went to him. She informed those that were guarding the entrance to his house that she wants to ask him a mas'ala, and that it could only be asked directly to him. Saying this, she sat down stubbornly by the door. The person was informed of this and eventually permitted her to enter. He said, "I want to ask you a mas'ala." He replied, "Go ahead." He said, "I have a neighbor from whom I borrowed some jewelry, and I am wearing it for quite some time now. Therefore, he sent a person asking for her jewelry back. The question I want to ask you is that, do I have to give it back to her?" The alim replied, "Yes, you have to give it back to her." The woman said, "The jewelry was with me for a very long time. How can I give it back?" The alim then replied, In such case, you should give it even more happily back, because it was out of her kindness that he allowed you to use it for such a long time." When he said this, the woman replied, "May Allah have mercy on you. Why, then, are you sad? Allah has loaned you something when He wished He took it back, because it belongs to Him." Upon hearing this, the alim realized his mistake and benefited tremendously from this conversation. So this story is just telling us, you know, Allah can take anything that He pleases, and we should just be grateful for that and appreciate what He does, because obviously He's the one that knows a lot more than us, you know, like, we shouldn't be upset when good things are taken away from us. Like the friend who gave her the jewelry, it is in Allah's hand if He wants to give it to you, something beneficial or not. It is also in His hands if He wants to take it back. We should all really be grateful for the countless blessings that He has bestowed upon us. Because if we were to count the number of things He bestowed upon us, we wouldn't be able to count them. For Allah is ever forgiving and most merciful. Anyways, that is the short story that I wanted to share with you guys today. Hopefully, we all benefited from that. And inshallah, maybe tomorrow, I might post a couple of more stuff. So, we'll see. Assalamu alaikum.